Tribal violence in Northeast India is threatening Christians. A symposium on global missions could change the face of missions today. And a ministry in the far north needs willing workers. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A 15-year-old member of Gospel for Asia's Believers Church was killed in Assam, India, as tribal violence has erupted again. Speaking from India, Gospel for Asia's founder K.P. Yohannan says, while this was tribal violence, Christians need to be careful.
People take advantage of this kind of opportunity to actually go after believers who have left their tribal customs.
Yohannan says this is difficult for GFA.
We have believers in both tribes. We have very strong work among the Karbi people, including a Bible college.
GFA Bible College students and missionaries who converted from these tribal customs are sharing the gospel, says Yohannan. They're saying,
your tribal practices and all this is only destroying you, and turn to Christ. And again, this is an opportunity used by many of the believers to witness to their neighbors and their relatives, and people are turning to Christ.
Christians are being asked to pray for the situation that's seen men, women, and children killed. Pray for peace and that the church will be protected. Next, the majority of those coming to Christ in India are Dalits, the untouchables. While this is an important group to reach, Bibles for the World is also reaching another segment of India's society through the mail. Bibles for the World's Moy Padaiti.
The people that we are mailing Bibles are people, readers and leaders, who own telephones in their homes. These are doctors and lawyers and business people that we cannot even reach them. But here, you know, through the mail, we are able to enter into their homes.
The added blessing is new Dalit believers are sending these Bibles, but the Bible work is only a part of the blessing.
Our native evangelists are making disciples of these new believers. You know, when we bring them together, they also have the opportunity to teach them the Word of God. And then they, in turn, go home and tell their families and start a little house church.
$9 can distribute 4 Bibles. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christmas is just days away. This year, in the Gulf Coast of the United States, hundreds of thousands of Americans will be on the receiving end of charitable giving thanks to Hurricane Katrina. Operation Blessing has been an integral part of the relief effort by awarding 224 grants worth $3.5 million to faith-based organizations, helping more than 400,000 people. This has provided incredible opportunities to share the gospel. Funding is needed to do more. Meanwhile, Grand Rapids Theological Seminary's Global Learning Center is holding an event that could help reshape the missions perspective of mission leaders and individuals. It's their Learning Center's first symposium beginning February 1st. Dr. David Livermore says the theme is the changing face of missions.
What we're most interested in looking at the changing face of missions is understanding that the American missionary going overseas is now joined by an international group of missionaries who have been sent out by the church in Russia, Korea, Brazil, and on it goes.
Livermore says the free symposium will have a lot of takeaway value.
At one level, a theoretical discussion that considers some of the big themes, but then we want to get very practical and give ourselves an action step for us, both collectively as the Christian church, but more importantly, in our respective ministries.
And finally, Alaska is a place with limited daylight in the winter. It's not only dark physically, but spiritually. You may be able to help. Send International has a goal of recruiting 105 new missionaries in the next 5 years to share the gospel in communities of largely indigenous peoples in Alaska, the Yukon Territory, and northern British Columbia. Ministry opportunities include traditional missionary work to teachers, healthcare workers, and more. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to financially support this radio ministry with a year-end gift, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also give online at missionnetworknews.org, where you can also find short-term mission trip opportunities and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.